and merciful. That's the foundation of our faith. We don't say the Lord is impatient and harsh. We say the Lord is kind and merciful. And it's important for us to ask ourselves if we have accepted that message that Jesus brought. There isn't a week that goes by, there isn't somebody who said to me, whatever happened to the hell and damnation sermons where we'd be told about sin and how bad we were? Well, you make your choice. You believe God is a judge who's going to get you and keeps track of everybody's sins. Imagine, we draw a picture of God and all he does all day long is keep track of sins. Well, what about the good? What about who God is in Scripture defined as God is love? No, it fits much better to say to ourselves, the Lord is kind and merciful. And every time we have a conversation or hear somebody using Bible quotes, if the meaning of their quote is the Lord is kind and merciful, it's good. If the meaning of their quote is God's going to get you, I don't think so. Do you believe things can change? Do you believe people can change? That's the essence of the message of our gospel today. Jesus tells the parable about the weeds and the wheat. And in the parable, the workers say, let us go pull the weeds. I know what that's like. When I was a little kid and went through a short phase of wanting to please my dad, whenever he went out to the garden to weed, I would go join him. But all I heard is, that's not a weed. That's not a weed. That's not a weed. Well, to me it was green, it was a weed. I didn't understand the difference. So I was never very good at it. And I understood that it was easier to take them out when they were small than when they got bigger and were stronger and harder to remove. So this gospel seemed to present that kind of a message. But Jesus says, no, don't pull them out. Let them grow side by side. And at the harvest, the harvester will separate them. Why does he say that? Because the essence of his belief and the message that he offers to the people, to you and I, is that things change. Have you ever experienced thinking something was bad and finding out it was good? Or the opposite? Jesus is saying, your perspective is too small. It's too limited for you to be a judge of who is a weed and who is wheat. So leave them. Let them interact with each other like yeast interacting with dough. Let them become something that brings about fruitfulness. Almost as if to say, and the weeds will change. Well, I don't think the weeds change. I think our perspective on what is a weed changes. See, we don't know people when we watch them do things and we say, well, they're terrible. And then we get to know the person and their story and we say, they're doing the best they can. What changed? Us. So Jesus knew that given the chance and the opportunity to grow in the kingdom of God and to become fruitful was dependent upon the interactions that took place between people. Now, you don't need to sit and figure, husband and wife, I'm the wheat, you're the weed, you're the weed, I'm the wheat. I don't think it makes any difference. The message is the Lord is kind and merciful, and he leaves us and leads us to a place where we can become fruitful, where we can multiply, where we can bring about his kingdom. We are the yeast. When we finally accept the message of Jesus that he is kind and merciful and his loving Father is kind and merciful, and when we start to pass that message, we become the yeast. We're the ones, the agent that changes what's going on, that makes it grow and become bigger than it was, that makes it become fruitful. Always, the gospel is about the Lord is kind and merciful. Always. We've heard this continuing theme for the last few weeks, building upon the idea that the message of Jesus is always a message of hope and joy. And today we receive this again, reminding us not to be so quick to judge, not to be so quick to identify people or situations as bad. Give them a chance and interact with them with your goodness, and maybe there's something miraculous that comes about. This gospel is a message that God believes in us and in what we can be and accomplish and grow to become in our lives. What a gift this is. We should leave here today confident that we understand God and His relationship to us. We understand that He is kind and merciful, and He will always give us another opportunity to become who we are called to be, who we are created to be. And He will give that same opportunity to everyone we know. Wouldn't we rather live in a world like that than a world filled with judgment and condemnation, with punishment and regret, with guilt and denial? Jesus comes with a message that He gives to His people, and some of them hear it and understand what He's saying, and some still try to fit the old model of a severe God into it. You can do that in the gospel today toward the end. If you don't understand the foundation of the message, you can only hear those words that make us afraid of God. But that's not what we are called to, my brothers and sisters. Because in prayer, in communion, in our commitment to one another during the rest of this Mass, we live and express and believe that the Lord is kind and merciful.